Hello, hello. Welcome to another Walking Session podcast. Maz Miller here. A disclaimer that I don't do disclaimers while I'm a psychologist. This is not therapy. You know the drill. Take what resonates with you and throw the rest out. Let's get going, literally. So hopefully you got your walking shoes on and you're going for a walk as I'm doing this one. Today will be a little bit of a quick one. I've literally got, 13 minutes to make this happen. And no, I'm not in my lovely sauna. I wish I was, but the day got away from me, and now I'm picking up the kids from school, and yeah, here I am making the most of it, because I really, really want to stick to doing these every week, if not most weeks. I'm going to try my best. So today's going to look a little bit different also. So what I have asked a couple of times is, let me know if there's anything that stands out to you, or if you have a question or an issue or something that you need help with. And the one that I picked for today is a little bit dear to my heart. So here's the situation that I'm going to address. I'll leave the name out actually. Hi Maz, I'm 25 and a young mum, and honestly it feels like I'm in a completely different stage of life to all my friends. They're out building careers, traveling, going out on weekends, and I'm at home with a baby. I love being a mum, but it can feel really isolating when no one around me really gets what this stage of life is like. Oh, okay. Wow, so much to say. First of all, like, good on you for reaching out. Being 25 and so self-aware, also amazing. I definitely wasn't a young mum. I kind of took my time with this, but I can relate to a lot of what you're saying around the completely different stage of life. I sometimes say I definitely regret not having my children earlier, simply from a maths perspective, because I have this thing now where I'm like, if I had them 10 years earlier, I could have been around them for an extra 10 years, because they're my absolutely favorite people. But yeah, also I feel like having kids later is a little bit tricky, because you get used to a certain way of life. not that you're not, obviously you are as well, but I feel like I was so set in my ways, and anyway, that made it harder. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because sometimes looking outside of what your friends are doing can kind of feel like you're missing out. And what you're saying is definitely right. You're just in a completely different stage of life. If they choose to have children one day, your friends, which most people do, right? They're going to go through everything that you're going through now. So it's like you're just switching timelines, you know. You're going through the hard stuff now, you're in the trenches now with a bub, and probably maybe more to come. And then when your kids are in their later years, you will get your freedom back, and they will be entering the trenches while you're out there traveling and going out and working on your career. So that's the first thing is first. And I really wanted to say that, because I know that is obvious, but sometimes when you first had your baby, and especially your first one, it can feel like, I will never have a life again. Life will never be the same. And I'll never get to do the things I used to do. And that is not true. In the best way possible, life will never be the same, and you will never be the same. It's such a beautiful part of becoming a parent, and the growing pain and the purpose of everything. And almost like, I always feel like before having kids, it's like I was missing an extra like 5 shades of different color in my repertoire. So I was going through life seeing things one way, and then I had kids and I was like, holy shit, I didn't see any of this stuff. So all of that is amazing, and your friends will get there, but where you are now, I guess it's, I've got a couple of suggestions. One of those is, I know you said you've got a baby. I'm not sure how old baby is, but maybe your friends are going to be a little bit of an escape from mum life. So maybe what your friendship used to look like and what it looks like now might be different. So you might catch up with those friends, I don't know, once a month, just to be reminded of, there's some things that I wanted to do. There are some places I wanted to travel before Bub came along, and to kind of remind you of who you were and that part of yourself. And even if it is just to write down some of those things, or to find ways to have some of that again or to plan for having it one day. So what you might find is those friends might not necessarily be in the same boat as you, but that doesn't mean that you still can't be friends. They can, how good is it that you can't talk about your baby with them, or you can for a little bit, but they're not going to get it. So you'll be like, oh, anyway, tell me about your life. So you can a little bit live through them rather than feel like you're missing out. And you can learn so much from each other. So that's one thing. The other thing is, sorry for talking really fast, trying to get as much in as I can. The other thing is maybe it's time also to make some new friends. And that's really hard, especially when you have a baby. But if you have one baby, I'm going to assume you're going to have another one. Sorry for assuming. I'm just going with the majority. So it might be a good idea to make some mum friends, whether that's going to mum groups. Look, that didn't work for me, but works for lots of people. It might be joining a gym with a creche that you feel comfortable with so that, you can exercise while bub's taken care of. I said bub's hard. I feel like I couldn't do that till my kids were sort of toddling and doing things for themselves. I felt like I was just in the trenches with them when they were little. Going for walks, joining mum groups on Facebook or social media is also great. And that might just be all you can do now to feel connected. So funny, you know, before I was a mum, I used to think, how have all these mums, when you're about having no time to themselves, yet they always have time to be on social media. And then I became mum myself and I was like, yeah, because you literally get these small increments of a minute or two to yourself. And then you want to feel connected. And the quickest way to connect is social media, because you don't have time for a phone call. You don't have time for a coffee. Anyway, that's another way. I think routines are really good. I used to make it a routine to get out of the house pretty much every day. I would try in the morning, definitely get home by lunchtime. So then that kind of happens and they've had some fresh air, they've been in nature, and they're always, I don't know, both my kids are always such so much more grounded and settled when they've had the morning out and we've done something. And then with that also came, yeah, again, meeting other mums, whether it is the regulars at the park, at the coffee shop, at the beach. Sometimes you make friends with them, sometimes you don't. Gosh, as I'm talking about this stuff, that stage really has felt like being a teenager. Maybe for me, because I was always the new girl and I lived in lots of different places and went to a lot of different schools. But it's almost that like feeling of, I'm not desperate for friendship, okay? And there's definitely days when I don't want to talk to anyone, but you also feel that vulnerability of putting yourself out there with other mums, no matter what happens. So it's like, it's just a bit awkward, to be honest. For me, it has been. But I've always just gone with, I'm here to be out and about. And if I make some friends along the way, because that just often happens naturally from being in the same spaces and having chats with people, then so be it. So it's that type of thing, right? Yeah, I feel like in this self-help space, a lot of us talk about our inner child and trauma can happen, but I feel like we all need to start to pay attention to our inner teenager. And, you know, what's this bringing up? Like if you tune into your inner teenager, because you're probably as hormonal as you were in puberty, you know, what is it bringing up? Am I feeling like I'm missing out? Why do my friends need to be in the same stage as me? You know, that kind of stuff. The isolating part makes me wonder whether, yeah, look, are you feeling left out? I don't know. This is just reflection for you. But the isolating part definitely makes me think that maybe you're still growing into this new life and the way things are. And I know certainly once you kind of can get out there, which is also hard, right? Because if your kid doesn't sleep, you're too tired to do this stuff. You're too tired to have a chat, which is why I'm saying maybe for you the social media stuff might be enough. You might just be able to connect with mums in groups here and there. Or, you know, it was really good, the library drop-in things in our local area, because you could just kind of you didn't have to sign up every week. You could just come with your little one and you can bring – I used to bring a coffee and she'd get a book. They'd read her a book and she'd do some singing, that type of stuff. Anyhow, I found that I could connect – with other mums while I was there, but it wasn't forced on me. Like, you know, some of the activities that you sign them up for, you got to go every week and pay for it, etc. Anyway, I'm giving you suggestions. I think you'll find your way. I think the biggest thing is taking this opportunity as, okay, I've got these friends who have these other lives, and I'm going to use that also as a support for each other, right? That we don't have to be exactly the same and in the exact same stages of life to be able to learn from each other and be there for each other. So, you know, that's there. And then also use this as a time in your life where you're going to make some new friendships that align with you, and have a think about, like, do you have special interest? Are you into certain kind of parenting stuff? Or for me, I didn't want to do that. Like, you might want to join a book club. Like, I found that when I wanted to look at me time, I didn't want it to have to do with mums, but I did feel like I had mum friends. So, you know, here or there. So you might go, yeah, like, what is it that I'm interested in? Is it exercise? Is it reading? Is it, I don't know, arts and crafts? Is it a sensory activity with my kid? Because you'll find that us as mums, we gravitate towards the things that we're interested in, when they're babies anyway, towards the things that we'd like our kids around. Like, anyway, have a little moment, reflect on, I guess, what it is and what kind of people you want to meet, and go find them. No pressure though. Don't put pressure on yourself. Sometimes those people do just fly in and come into your life. But if you are feeling isolated, that might be the thing for you. And like I said, I think step one is just reaching out, even as anonymously, in a local mums group. I often see now local mums group mums saying things like, hey, I've got a, I don't know, 3-year-old and 5-year-old or whatever, I'm in this area, is anybody looking for play dates, etc., etc. So that might be where you go. All right, lots of mum talk today. I think it applies to everyone. Like, if you haven't found your tribe yet, they're not just going to come to you. You might have to take some action and look for them. It is a little bit like dating, so take your time, don't be desperate, and make sure it's the right people. Anyway, leaving that one there, let me know what you think. And if anyone else wants to, please feel free to follow me on social media, and you can send me a DM with any, I don't know, questions, situations, whatever you want to help with. All right. Sorry. So short and sweet. Got to go get my kid. Literally mum life as I'm talking about mum life. All right. See you next week. Bye.